Today we chat with Karin Hall. Karin is the founder and CEO of UDirect IRA Services. She started the company in 2009, and you'll hear it's a pretty dramatic story about how she started the company with very humble beginnings. And the company now oversees more than $1.3 billion in assets. And Karin went through some very challenging times, went through a divorce and was a single mom and really had, it sounds like, no money, next to nothing. And you're going to hear how she was doing really well in a particular job, and all of that changed instantly. And she was kind of at rock bottom and really had to navigate some very serious personal, family, and business challenges in 2008, 2009. And that's when she founded the company. And we walked through some of the challenges of being an entrepreneur and how she's been able to overcome those and how she's been able to integrate her children and educate people around her. She also runs an investing club in Orange County, California. And I mean, she's just a very positive influence. She was able to produce a book recently, I should say write a book with Bigger Pockets. And she's just very active in the investing space. We get into some nitty gritty about how self-directed IRA accounts work, what you can invest in, what you can't invest in, how you can open an account if you don't have one. And a lot of people still don't know about the self-directed IRA space. We also talk a lot about how it pairs very well with mortgage note investing and private lending. So I think you're going to enjoy this one. It's a very, very uplifting and positive feel comes from this episode. I hope you enjoy it.
From Adversity to Abundance, hosted by entrepreneur and seasoned real estate investor Jamie Bateman, is the ultimate guide for active and passive investors seeking clarity, mental fitness, and the confidence to make inspired decisions in the world of real estate. With a decade plus of investing experience across various niches and a background as a combat veteran, former Army officer, and multi-million dollar mortgage note company owner, Jamie brings a wealth of knowledge and inspiring stories to each episode. Through weekly episodes featuring insightful interviews with industry leaders and solo explorations of mindset and strategy, listeners will uncover actionable advice and tips to overcome challenges and build lasting financial success. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting, From Adversity to Abundance is your roadmap to turning obstacles into opportunities and achieving financial freedom.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the From Adversity to Abundance podcast. I am your host, Jamie Bateman, and today I'm thrilled to have with us Karin Hall. Karin is the founder and CEO of UDirect IRA Services. Mm-hmm. Karin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jamie?
Good. I know you've got a little bit of a cold, so I appreciate you still fighting through that.
It's my adversity today, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. Hopefully, I know you've overcome more than that in the past.
So I have.
I think we'll get through this. Yeah. But thanks for joining us today. For the listener who may not be familiar with you, I know you've done this many times and your name is out there quite a bit. So you've got a lot of experience in doing podcasts and presentations and things. But for the listener who may not know who you are, can you give us a kind of an overview of who you are today, what you're up mm-hmm. to, and some of the abundance that you're living in?
Sure, I'd love to. I mean, okay, all right. Well, like you said, my name's Karin, and I'm the CEO founder of UDirect IRA Services. I also founded a real estate investment club that's called OCREA, for Orange County Real Estate Investors Association, an acronym there. Okay. And so I have these two companies. And so what we're focused on is investor education and helping investors use retirement dollars, not just for their investments, but you can also use other people's money to raise capital for your deal. So that's what we do in the two companies, is, you know, education. And basically, it's about helping people with their prosperity in general. And so personally, I'm a mom. I have two kids who are grown, and I am a grandma. So
oh, wow.
Bring it. Yeah.
Congrats.
It's wonderful. Yeah, it's pretty great. And just and that's amazing. But life is a lot more comfortable than it was when I started Udirect, and I'm happy to talk more about that. But I mean, I don't have financial hardships like I had at the beginning. The challenges are different.
Yeah, no, that's a good way to put it. And we do keep it real in the show. We don't pretend that anybody is done with challenges. You know, they've arrived completely, right? Whether it's health, relationship, financial. And before we jump into your backstory, what has, financial abundance done for you? You say the challenges are different, but on the financial side, it sounds like you've got a little more security or peace of mind. What does that look like for you today?
That's a great question and very timely because I had a birthday, recently, and I don't know how it happened, but it happened. I got invited to Paris Fashion Week to join as a
Oh wow.
VIP and sit in the front row.
Oh wow.
Do you want to do this? I'm like, yes, I do. So I
Yes.
use my frequent flyer miles, and like $237 to do first class round trip to Paris. It was
Wow.
crazy. So many
That's
good things
awesome.
happened, and as a result, my friend and I, who went with me, who and she speaks French. I didn't realize French was her first
Okay.
language, and I
Okay.
learned that about her. So we went together, had the most fun, and after all, it was all over. We ended up on the cover of a fashion magazine, a Paris fashion magazine. So that was just
Wow.
beyond my wildest dreams. It has nothing to do with self-directed IRAs, but everything to do with self-directed IRAs because that's the foundation. And these are the crazy things that can happen to you, that and opportunities that just find their way to you when you're looking for them, and when you do, press on and proceed and do what you need to
Absolutely.
do.
I think as we get older, at least for me, I tend to start saying no. I say no to a lot more things than I used to. And I think that's appropriate in general. I think when you're younger, generally you should say yes to a lot of
Agreed.
things and try different things, whether, in your career specifically. But that sounds like one that you didn't have to hesitate at all. It was like, yes,
No.
please. Well, let's jump back into your backstory. You alluded to the fact that you've had some adversity. Things are not, now are not the same as they were, thankfully, from a financial standpoint. So, where do you want to start with your backstory as far as, leading up to some of the adversity that you've overcome?
I think maybe we could talk about the founding of Udirect IRA Services and start
Sure.
from that point and move forward. So at that time, I was divorced and two children who are still in grade school and junior high. And then it was during the Great Recession, and I was in mortgage. I was a mortgage loan officer. Well, you can imagine people weren't making a lot of mortgage loans right then,
No,
right?
right.
So that was scary. So the next
Absolutely.
step that I got a job helping a friend of mine who works at Northwestern Mutual and helping them with their marketing efforts
Okay.
in their business. And I did that for about 6 months or so. But at that time, again, it's funny how when you put yourself in the right position, things come to you that you couldn't imagine. And someone
Right.
came to me and said, "Hey, why don't you look at working at our self-directed IRA company?" Someone, mentioned me and introduced me. And at that time, again, good fortune shows up. And I had been in a magazine. I did whatever. Again, something I didn't
Like,
seek. It just boom happened. So
right.
a national ad campaign about my database for a company called CardScan, where it's a little thing, you slide your card in and it puts it into a program. And then it was a really cool little gizmo. And this was some
Okay.
time ago. So I go in for this interview. They see my, this ad, national ad I have about my database. And now I got hired. So they said, "Well, we want you to open 50 accounts a quarter." And so after a couple of years, I was opening 50 accounts a month.
Wow.
And yeah. And then they walked in and said, "We're going to need to let you go."
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
You were crushing the quota by three times.
Yeah. So I said, "Why?" And they said, "You created a negative culture with someone at corporate." It's like, I get along great with everybody at corporate. What are you talking about? It
Wow.
didn't matter. They just, they wanted to let me go.
Right.
And that's what happened.
Wow.
So, I wasn't going to argue my way out of that. The decision had been made. So,
Right.
get in the car, like, okay, here we are. Two kids,
Yeah.
mortgage, no
And
job.
this, what year was this?
2009.
Okay.
So,
Yeah. I mean, 2008 is when all that began, right, with the real estate crash. And then 2009, 2010 was still pretty low from a market standpoint. And then obviously on the personal slash family side, things weren't were pretty low for you as well, really challenging. So I can't imagine that. So what's going through your mind at that point?
Two things. I mean, obviously a lot of emotion over what's going to happen, the worry, how am I going to do this? What are my skills? Because my very first career when I was in college and then out of college for 17 years, I was a radio announcer. So
Okay. Wow.
okay, now I live in Orange County, California.
Yeah.
And by the way, simultaneous with being in radio, I was also a realtor and I was a property manager and I was in real estate at the same time. So, okay, so that
Okay.
was my previous. So what am I going to
Right.
do now? Am I going to sell real estate in this great recession? No. Am I going to make mortgages? No. Am I going to be a radio announcer? I live in Orange County and radio's in LA in California. No. Huh. What are my skills? My skills, self-directed IRA. So long story short, very long story. I put together a spreadsheet of what I'd produced. So I have this spreadsheet, and
Yeah.
I started talking to trust companies, banks about holding the capital from the accounts that I can create and generate, because that's
Okay.
something that I'm very good at. So I spoke to several, and they couldn't come to a terms that were that would work for the company that would be, financially feasible.
Yeah.
And then someone said, "Look, I'm working with this trust company over here. Why don't you talk to them?"
Okay.
I did, sat down. I said, "Here's my spreadsheet. That this is my track record. This is what I can do. I need you to hold, the accounts to the financial management, the cash management on these, and do your job, which is be the trust company. And then what I'll do is, the education, the customer service,
Right, client
and everything.
relations.
Yeah,
Yeah.
all
Yeah.
that.
So on
And
the
they,
spreadsheet, just
yeah."
sorry to interrupt, but it was a spreadsheet listing your accomplishments and the accounts you'd created and managed, or what exactly was on the spreadsheet?
Well, it was my track record, but I
Okay.
had a friend of mine help me who
Yeah.
was an electronic engineer, an electrical engineer, and knew how to
Yeah.
like put what do you call them?
Like
Formulas in the
yeah.
cells so it would just,
VR lookup and all that stuff
Oh,
and
so
right.
beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a very, really, really pretty
Or
slick.
V
And
lookup. I don't even know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
That's not my thing. I mean, I use Excel every day, but not to that
Right.
level.
Right.
And so it was, it showed my track record, showed what I could
Right.
do. And
Gotcha.
there
Yeah, the
was just
reason.
no question. There was,
Yeah.
an ability and a need, and it met.
Right. Well, I
Boom.
love the we obviously will move on, but I love that you one looked at the outside at the market and first looked at like what do people need, right? Like, what's going on in the market right now or in real estate or whatever. So where is their need? Then you also next look at what are you good at? What are your skills and what were your accomplishments? And I was just curious if the compiling that spreadsheet, I feel like that's an easy step to skip over. And I was just wondering if that did anything for you mentally. You know, obviously the goal is to show the your results, your track record to people who may hire you or work with you, but did that do anything for you mentally to build your confidence?
It sure did. I mean, in that time, there's obviously a lot of emotion,
Yeah.
because like how and you don't always see, you never see the road ahead. You
Right,
see the
right,
track
right,
record.
right.
So I thought, well, what I need to do is think logically. So looking at like forget the emotion, try to put it over here,
Right.
and look at the facts. So that really helped ground me
Right. Gotcha.
into facts. But also, I read The E-Myth by Michael Gerber.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
that was very
Really good
helpful,
book.
that just Sally the Pie Baker could bake the pies, but could she be a CEO, and
Right.
what that would take. And so that was a really, really great book at the right time.
Sure.
And then just one step at a time. I remember
Yeah.
that a friend of mine said, "Look, I'm doing this big event. If you can sell tickets, I'll give you half the ticket price." So I sold a bunch of tickets, and I don't know, I think I had maybe 2 grand that I earned from doing this, selling
Okay.
tickets to this event. And it was a real estate, promotion event. Anyway, I took that 2 grand and it founded Udirect. So I opened up a Udirect, I you know, for free, or $75, I filed an LLC with the state of California,
Yeah.
and upfront $75. And then I opened a bank account. I found a office suite for $400 a month. So
Wow.
I'm in a borrowed chair and a borrowed desk with a
Wow.
laptop and a cup of coffee. This is Udirect.
Wow.
And I have $2,000. Like, go. So
That's incredible. It is, isn't it at least like $800 a year to renew your LLC in
it is,
California?
but it's not till
The
till
first
the
12
tax
months.
filing deadline,
Got
thank
it.
goodness.
Got it.
And
Understood.
just, a wing and a prayer, right? And
That's amazing.
again, things, as you put it out there, things come to you. You say,
Yeah.
this is what I, what I can offer, this is what I need, and you
Right.
attract those things
Right.
to you. And thank goodness I did, because
I know, and
it's
I
quite wonderful.
definitely agree with that, but I also do want to point out that you were taking action as well. I mean, you weren't just sitting there in your basement or wherever, in your
No.
apartment, wherever you were, like just
Yeah.
manifesting and not taking action. You also, I think it's pretty obvious you are a go-getter and take steps and take action. So I do think both of those things combined, I do agree, things start to come your way, blessings come your way when you're,
I do.
in the right mindset and you're taking the right steps. So, so you've essentially founded Udirect with almost no money. I mean, and then you're sitting there and it's just you. So now what? How do you make this a real business?
Yeah, and I wanted to go back to your point about taking action. That is
Yeah.
something that I learned when I was in my 20s from Tony Robbins.
Okay.
And that was
Yeah.
take massive action.
Yes,
And after listening,
absolutely.
it was back in the day with cassette tapes. I put them in my car, listened to Tony Robbins way back then,
Yeah.
and how it takes massive action. So that's what I'm thinking.
Sure.
Everything I could think to do, I would do. And that
Right.
was really, I'd say, a good key. And so, but then, so just, what was your question again?
Oh no, just that you're sitting there with your
Yeah.
borrowed in your borrowed chair and everything's borrowed, you have no money and
Cup
okay.
of coffee.
Do you
Yeah.
have a real business at this point? Yes, it's registered with the state, but I mean,
Right.
okay, how many of those go defunct most, right?
Well, yeah, most of them do. And now
Yeah.
we're in our 17th year. So I opened the first account and it was so exciting because I got $50 setup fee and like, I'm rich,
Wow.
I can put gas in the car, I can feed the kids. This is so great,
Wow.
and there was never a point. And I want to tell you though, this is, I'm a Christian. This is God's grace in my view that I never missed a bill this whole time. There were
Awesome.
other things that happened that brought in capital, just like, pennies from heaven, I would say.
Yeah.
I can't explain, but things
Right.
worked. And so, but here's my $50 setup fee. Like, wow, my first account. This is so exciting.
That's
And
awesome.
then it just is. And then the first year, 2009, it was really August 31st, 2009, when everything was like, go, and I had a website and we were real
Yeah,
and started
right.
bringing in business. And so by the end of the year, we were really churning. I had made really great relationships with the owners of the local real estate investor clubs, and I was
Okay.
speaking, and
Yeah.
then that it just started to roll.
Started to snowball from there. And we'll get into some more detail about, what your company does. But for the listener who may not even know what a self-directed IRA custodian is, what is that exactly?
The custodian is the trust company. The
Okay.
custodian is the company that is holding the asset. So that's what I did with Udirect IRA Services. We're an administrator. So
Okay.
what we do is with a custodian backing us. So it's if you go,
Okay.
you can go directly to a custodian. There's no difference than going directly to Udirect. You get the
Gotcha.
exact same service. It's just that I don't own that custodial company, but
Got
we
it.
work in tandem and we have
Okay.
all
So
these
this is
years.
good education for me because I'll use the term custodian just broadly.
Yeah.
So Udirect IRA, I'm sure it's changed some and grown, obviously, but at that point, what services were you providing exactly?
The same services that we offer now. I mean, the
Okay.
self-directed traditional Roth, SEP,
Yep.
simple spousal inherited, solo 401k,
Okay.
but also education, especially in 2009, it was the best time to be in this industry.
Mm.
Everybody wanted me to speak at their event because pretty much people did not understand what is this thing. And
Right.
here's the surprise, Jamie, that you may not even know, that IRAs were created in 1975.
Yes.
So today it's 51 years that you've been able to self-direct an IRA.
I would have
And in
guessed
two,
in the 70s, but I couldn't have given you the year. But
yeah.
but
And
most
people
people,
didn't
yeah,
know.
right,
No one
absolutely.
knew.
Right.
And maybe you recall, I bet you do, how you couldn't get, you like you normally can get six loans on investor property. Well, at that time
Yeah.
you could like 10 loans, you could only get six then.
Right, right,
So
right.
where were these investors going to find capital?
Right.
And it was the self-directed IRA. So then, boom, I was speaking, I was flying everywhere, and I still
Yeah.
do, but
Yeah. Well,
speaking
speaking, I
everywhere.
mean, and for t I mean, we're not there yet in this conversation, but I mean, today I feel like a lot of people don't know that this is even an option. Because I do run a mortgage note fund, and I have a self-directed IRA myself, and I have for years. And it's like, not that I'm the expert in all of this, but I start to assume everybody knows about it, and so many people still don't know this is even an option, that there are only a few things you can't invest in, and we'll get into that maybe in a little bit. But so, all right. So what did say in the first like 3 to 5 years, what kind of growth did your business experience?
Of course, we were doubling, doubling, because when you go from one account and you have two, you've
Yeah,
doubled.
right. Absolutely.
So we're doubling year over year, which was really great. And we've hit plateaus and things like that. And then we,
Sure.
research and figure out ways to break through. But
Right.
yeah, that was great. And it was a matter of, again, creating collaborations and working with others, and a lot of speaking events. So again, this is how we get the word out. But really, no one knew. So knowing the difference between a rollover and a transfer, that blew
Right.
people's minds. What is
Right,
that?
right, right.
So it was fun. And now, when I speak at industry events, most people are educated if they're going to an industry event, if they're
Right.
already at that point.
Right.
But you're right. When if I go and meet someone socially, what do you do? Well, I have a company, we provide self-directed IRAs. It's like,
Yeah.
they don't.
Yeah.
Like,
Well, and I know some of the larger, traditional, well, that's the bad term to use, but I think, Vanguard and some of these larger stock slash bond slash mutual fund companies do offer something that's called self-directed now, but it's not the same thing that we're talking about.
It just means you can pick the stock that you want, which you always could. Yeah, well,
Right.
whatever. But to ask
Right.
them about investing in a note,
No, they have no
like
idea.
what?
Okay, so from, I mean, definitely that's a lot of, I mean, a lot of adversity you faced on the personal side for sure. And I mean, just owning a business, I mean, just going out on your own and starting a business is very, it's there's so much fear, and I mean, there's so many reasons it won't work, and it may, there's good reasons that it wouldn't work for you. I mean, for anybody, right? 9 out of 10 businesses fail, right? So 2009 through today, I know there were a lot of ups and downs. You mentioned plateaus. What were some a couple of inflection points or some major decisions that you made or things that really were challenges or points that where your business really took off?
I'm happy that you asked that question, because I was just thinking of something at that moment.
Okay.
That so in this investor community, I knew these two people that had a real estate investor club locally. They had just celebrated their 10-year anniversary. Everyone loved them. And we had 17 accounts, or 17 people who had invested in their deal.
Okay.
And it turns out that they were actually scamming people.
Wow.
Who knew?
Yeah.
We didn't, the investors didn't.
Yeah.
And so some of the account holders came to me and said, "Karin, this is going on, And I
Yeah.
said, and so that, so I, I'm on the board of directors at the Retirement Industry Trust Association. It's our industry.
Okay.
So I go to DC, which I'm about to do this week again
Okay.
for 2026. Every year
Nice.
I go. And at that particular meeting was the head of enforcement for FINRA. Now, FINRA is the enforcement arm of the Securities and Exchange Commission. So if
Yeah.
there was a crime, FINRA is SEC crime, FINRA is dealing with it. So I
Okay.
talked to the head.
Wow.
And I said, "I've got this issue. People are coming to me."
Yeah. And just to be clear, you have just there are 17 of your clients, correct? UDirect IRA investors with capital that are using their own money through their UDirect IRA account that invested in a particular with two people that were scammers, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So I
Got it.
said, "Well, there are these scammers, and so how can these, well, victims really,
Right,
how
right.
can they, be made whole here? What can we do? What's the grievance process?"
Right.
And she says, "Well, at the name of the institution in California has changed, but it was the California Department of Business Oversight at that time." She says,
Okay.
"They have a form, go to the website, give them the link, have them fill out the form." And they
Yeah.
did. Well, and then guess what? They reported me. Like I was
Really?
in cahoots. Yeah, like,
Wow.
well, I'm not, so
Right.
So here's what happened. So I didn't know this until I get a letter from the California Department of Business Oversight, and it's, like this long. And the
Right.
guy who signed it was Tim. And so I called Tim. I said, "Tim, I received your letter." And he thought I was acting as a broker dealer and affecting transactions. And we don't sell
Right.
transactions. We don't recommend assets. We don't
Right.
sell or make any money from assets that our account holders invest in. Okay.
Right. Right.
So he thought I was doing that. I said, I understand what you think I'm doing. I'm not. I'll retain counsel. We'll respond." And he
Right.
treated me like I was like a criminal. It was so like, imagine
Wow.
someone talking to you like that. It was horrible. So I was able to retain someone who was actually Tim's former boss. He used to be the head of the California Department of Business Oversight.
Wow.
That's how that worked out. Like, am I lucky? Yeah,
Yes,
I'm a
for
lucky
sure.
girl. So that happened. So they get, "Oh, hey, bro, like this." And
Right.
so, but at the same time, he says, "Look," my attorney says, "Karn's retained us. We're going to review this. We'll respond." So I provided so much data to his to the law firm.
Yeah.
They re we responded, and it took forever. But then eventually, we were told we would never hear back. But we did get a letter from Tim saying, "No further questions." And
Okay.
so I'm like,
Good.
okay, that's over. Well, then the next
Right.
thing that happened was I got a letter in the mail. I got audited, like by the company got audited, and then it
Okay.
turned into a personal audit too.
Wow.
Okay, here you go. Here's my
Yeah.
QuickBooks. Here's, it's not
Right. And
complicated.
that was likely not a coincidence that the
Well,
audit
I'm
came.
sure they all tied together.
Right.
And then ultimately, Amanda Hahn from Keystone CPA is my
Oh, yeah.
CPA, and she's amazing. And
Yeah.
he helped me through the audit. And the auditor told her, the auditor said, "Tell her she no further questions. She's getting an A plus on her audit." Like, of course I am, because there's nothing to see. So
Right.
they've seen everything.
Right.
So that happened. Then I get a knock on the door, basically from the FBI. So the receptionist down at the first floor is like, "Yeah, hi, Karin. The FBI is downstairs for you with a
Wow.
subpoena."
Wow. I cannot
So
imagine.
it was a subpoena for records, but she didn't know that. So I go down. My father was a policeman. I love law enforcement. In fact, at Rita, they call me the crime fighter, because
Nice.
we've been able to help some people with fraud. So
Nice.
I go down, I talk to him, like, "Hey, yeah, let's crime fight, let's go." And
Yeah.
we have a great conversation. That guy ended up being a client of ours after he retired. It's
Wow,
great.
that's awesome.
So then we
You never
provided the
know.
records. Those people went to jail. It isn't That's a
That's
great
awesome.
story, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And then I've mentioned this on other episodes, but I was it's still ongoing in the legal system, but I was a victim of a I was one of the victims of a massive PPP loan fraud scheme, where just I can relate on some level where I was getting I got letters from the IRS saying I owed $105,000. I was getting letters from this lender who I'd never heard of, or at least never had any dealings with, that I owed some loan for $90,000, and all of it I had, was fraudulent. Someone had, stolen my identity, faked that they were the owner of my business, and allegedly and filed t fake tax returns and said that I had 12 employees with a payroll of, I can't remember now,
Little did
70.
you know.
75, yeah, exactly. In this one LLC that it actually only had two rental properties in it is what it had in the of mine, but I had allegedly 12 employees making $75,000 per month that I hadn't paid payroll taxes for, and then I also had to pay back this loan I had allegedly been given. It's all, and so there, it's you can look it up. It's working it working its way through the court system, but
That's
I just don't
crazy.
know how people sleep at night doing things like that. But I mean, it's so stressful when you're. It was a lot of stress. I had to close that business, open a new one. I spent thousands of dollars dealing with this and investigating it myself, and then nothing. I mean, it's just like there's no real recourse. But I'm glad you were cleared, and it sounds like you then like maybe used some of that pain to fight the good fight, so to speak. And then you got a, it sounds like at least one client out of the FBI guy.
Well, and another outcome of it was feeling totally exonerated,
Yeah.
just the
Yeah.
sense that
Yeah.
our books are great,
Right.
our co corporate structure is
Right.
great.
That's
Everything we're
true.
doing is solid, and it was confirmed by, three government agencies. So,
Right. That's
we're
good.
in we're in if they're ever going to check into us, they're going to have that
Yeah,
precedent.
that's true. That's a good point. I did rearrange some things on my side too, so it's cleaner going forward. Not that there was
Yeah.
anything mess super messy, but yeah, absolutely. And then you just do feel I got a letter from the IRS apologizing to me, which I was like, wow, I don't know who else can say
Wow.
that. But anyway, episode's not about me. But so walk us through, like, I guess say maybe the last 5 or 10 years from a business standpoint, and then how that relates back to you and your family, how that related to you from a financial standpoint. What were some of the successes you've experienced, and how has the business grown over the last few years?
Well, over the last, 10 years, I think is my children growing up, and they see their mom as an entrepreneur, and they see what it took. And they would go with me to events and work the check-in table, or or work a booth with me, and so they saw what it was like. And now both my kids are public speakers. That's part of their job. My son is in seminary to be a Presbyterian pastor, so he's always public speaking all the time. My daughter works for Lufthansa Airlines, and she's always, speaking to her colleagues. In fact, she's in Florida right now doing that. So they learned what it took to be an entrepreneur. They saw me and what it takes. It's not like you just see your parents go to work and you don't know what's happening. I was able to and loved including them in the business, and I recommend that for any parent who can do that. Include your children. Let them see what grown-up life is like. For a while, and it benefited them immensely. They understand what hard work it what it is. And it's really just showing up every day. It doesn't matter how you feel. Just like my son was in football, like you suit up, you show up, you just do your job. So
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
that's a lot about what the last 10 years have been like.
So, before we get to more rapid fire questions, what's the, walk us through kind of the typical client avatar who you work with. Who do you work with, and how does it work? I know, there are a lot of people who have money in other IRAs. I mean, one of the things I didn't know years ago was that, oh, I can have two Roth IRAs. I didn't know that. You can't, there are certain rules and certain contribution limits, et cetera. But I was always thinking, oh, well, I have to either, it's either or, right? I have to close my Vanguard account, or not open a new one, a self-directed
No,
account.
you can
But
have, there's no limit to how many accounts you can have. There's a contribution limit, but no limit on the amount,
I think one of the mental
accounts.
hurdles people might have is that they think, oh, I need to have $50,000 in cash, or just, I'm making up a number, but just to get started with self-directed IRA investing. But no, you are already alluded to a rollover or a transfer, two different things. But how does this whole thing work for somebody who's unfamiliar, that maybe they want to invest in real estate, or they're already investing in real estate or mortgage notes, but they're not really an expert on self-directed IRAs? How does that work for someone who wants to open an account and never has?
Going back to the kind of the beginning of your question is that like our avatars, usually it's like 40, I would say, to 65. And it could be, it's certainly younger, it's certainly older as well. But by the time you're like 35, 40, you've worked at a couple of jobs and you started to save in a 401k. So you have enough money to do something. And say, for example, they making a mortgage note, I love that asset class because it's passive. You can have your day job. You don't have to go out there and, deal with tenants or take off work to deal with that asset class. And it's a slow bake. So that's good too, because you have other things to do. And if you have a secured loan, well, even better. If they don't pay, then obviously there it gets
There's collateral.
complicated, but you might get the asset, you might get the house, the real estate. So that's a great asset class. But of course, so it's first off, the avatar for an account holder for you, direct, is somebody who has saved enough money in a retirement account to put it to work. Now, there are a lot of assets and sometimes notes, of course, that are securities, and you have to be an accredited investor, which means you have a certain income, certain net worth. So not all assets have that requirement. But some do, and some notes do. So basically, so accredited investors, 100% is a perfect match for a self-directed IRA. But if you're not accredited, there's so many assets like probably smaller notes and also real estate, but getting into real estate as a fractional owner, like maybe an equity position in someone else's deal, that's possible. Or
Yeah.
making a note to someone else's deal
Right.
is also
Private
great.
lending or yeah.
But the assets in self-directed IRAs, cryptocurrency, precious metals,
Yeah.
it, you know, just so many different kinds of assets. And
Right.
so, you know,
Absolutely.
I
I
mean,
think for people
yeah.
looking for diversification from the, I mean, I have stocks and bonds. I'm not anti-stock market. You know, you have people on both extremes where the stock market is a completely, you know, fraudulent rigged system. Well, I don't know. It does pretty well over time. So,
Does.
but there's a lot of volatility and you don't really have a ton of control. You have no control really.
Right.
So, but you know, we focus on mortgage notes and to your point, we have a fund, the Integrity Income Fund. It is for accredited investors, but there are other mortgage note funds that are for non-accredited investors, Regulation A funds, for example. Ours is a Reg D 506C, so we do take only accredited investors, but there are other you know, Regulation D 506B, for example, which is for not can be accredited or non-accredited investors.
Yeah,
And you can
sophisticated, yeah.
Exactly. You can invest in a mortgage note fund still or buy whole notes, as you said. And I do love the pairing of self-directed IRA investors with mortgage notes in general, because frankly, mortgage notes offer zero tax benefits in and of themselves, where real estate, owning real estate typically does. Depreciation is a big one.
Yeah.
And we don't have to get into the weeds on UDFI and UBIT. I know you can talk all about that. But for me, pairing mortgage notes and self-directed IRA investing, it just makes a ton of sense because you do solve that a lot of the tax the you know the issues that are not inherent with mortgage notes as far as a tax benefit by investing through a self-directed IRA.
So
So
true.
yeah, and but I just think a lot of people, and so there are only a few things a lot of people don't realize all of this. So there are only a few things you asset classes that you can't invest in, right? We don't have to go super specific here, but what are a couple of those things that you're not allowed to invest in?
Life insurance contracts and collectibles.
Okay. That's about it. Okay.
That's what the
Got
IRS
it.
says.
All right. Got it. Yeah, it's just it, you know, a lot of people like still think it's like, wait, is this shady? 'Cause it's not a 401, it's not stocks and bonds. And it's like, no, I mean, not at all. It's completely above board. And so you direct IRA before we get, I have, we're going to get back to your, you know, some rapid fire questions about you and your story. How is you direct IRA services different from all the other IRA companies out there?
We ask ourselves that every day, like, how can we, what's our unique, what's unique about us? And I think some of the unique things is that even as large as we are now with 1.3 billion assets under management, we still have that boutique-y feel in the sense that when you call us, you're going to get a person on the phone. You know, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to have to suffer with that. We answer calls, we return calls, and that's a big deal. You know, it seems
When
simple.
you say it should, it, you know, most people might be like, okay, good, you should, right? But it's like, unfortunately, that's not always the norm. So.
And also the speed of getting the assets funded and getting, you know, so that the asset sponsor, like yourself, for example, you know, you're looking for those for that capital because you probably have a deadline that you're working with. And so getting that the ass the funds to the asset sponsor in an expedient manner. But also our fee schedule is something that I've never changed because I think that our investors, our account holders shouldn't be penalized when their account does well. And the way they might be penalized is if they're investing and it's a percentage of assets under management. So the better you do, you know, then the higher your, the more you pay. How does that help you? You know, so we have a flat fee of 275 a year, regardless of the number of assets, regardless of their value, paid annually. It's just simple. It's easy. It's, you don't have to be, you don't have to get a math degree to try to figure out the formula that the rate, the what do you call it, the waterfall. There. It's very simple.
What's something you would do differently with the business if you look as you look back?
If there's something I would have done differently, I'd be doing it now. You know, I'm
Okay.
always thinking of what could I
Yeah.
do? And then I do it.
Yeah.
I don't think I would do anything differently. I'm really
Okay.
very grateful and happy to be
Yeah.
at the place where we are now. In fact, I think I'll mention at this time, one of the great things that happened, another one of the great things that have happened along the way is I got to write this book.
Yeah, talk about that.
Yeah. So I partnered with Bigger Pockets to write the Bigger Pockets Guide to Self-Directed IRA Investing. And just this was so wonderful. And being I've been able to I've spoken at Bigger Pockets 22, 23, 24, 25. I was there, signing the books as an author. And so this has been it's been wonderful. The people there are great. And the experience of their editing staff and working with them was so fun. And because I'd given them the transcript years before. And then in September of last year, they called me up and they said, okay, we want the book by November. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
2 months, rewrite this thing, go.
Wow.
So I was in here on
That's
the
a ton of work.
weekends and,
Yeah.
overtime and everything, but it was fun. And to get it done was very satisfying. And it
Yeah.
was a collaboration. We did it together. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's a, I mean, it is a ton of work for sure. People don't realize how much work goes into writing a book. So congrats on that. That's
Thanks.
fantastic. And it before we hop to the rapid fire questions, just you mentioned it earlier, but what are the type of accounts that people can open in general with a self-directed? We always say self-directed IRA, but
Yes.
they're not all IRAs, right? What types of accounts are we really talking about?
Well, the other thing is people say, well, this is a self-directed IRA, but I want a Roth IRA. And they
Oh,
don't understand that they're one and the same. So if it's one of these accounts I'm going to mention, you can have them in tip with typical assets or you can have them self-directed, either way.
Okay,
Okay.
got
So
it.
the traditional IRA, 90% of our accounts are the traditional IRA, where the money comes in, you may get a tax break, right?
It's pre-tax money that goes in, tax
Right.
deferred growth, I believe.
100%. And then the Roth, that's different. That's the money comes in, you
After
pay the
tax.
tax, but it grows tax-free.
Okay. So traditional and Roth are the big ones, it sounds like.
They
And
are.
on
And
the
then the next in line would be the SEP, which is an acronym for the Simplified Employee Pension. What it is it's like it's on the chassis of a traditional IRA. But it's
Okay.
bigger, so it's for self-employed people and their employees. Okay, this
Okay.
is an IRA for that's why it's a simplified employee pension. So you the contribution limit for this thing is up to $72,000. That's the cap. So it's a lesser of 25% of the income, up to a cap of $72,000
Wow.
too. So that is really and to add to that why the SEP is so great is that you can also now, thanks to Secure Act 2.0, make that contribution Roth.
Wow.
People don't know that.
I didn't realize that.
The IRS hasn't given us a lot of guidance, but it passed as law, December 31st, 2022, that you can do that. So you can do that.
All
And
right.
there's more. The simple IRA, which people don't usually use because it's outshone by everything else. The solo 401k, which is if you have a 401k at work, you know what a 401k is. This is just a 401k for either a single employee or like if a married couple and they're both owners, it could be for the married couple, but it's the plan is one thing. Okay. The plan is one thing. And then the participants, like say husband and wife or just the single participant. So the plan is one portion, the participant is another portion. So there are two sets of rules, the participant rules, the plan rules. But then again, you can take a personal loan from that. There is a Roth bucket with that. And so it does have a lot of bells and whistles.
And with the bigger ones like a traditional or Roth, you work with people who do both the checkbook IRAs as well, where they're managing everything and it's owned by an LLC.
Yeah. Well, I
Is
think
that
we should talk about that. Yeah, it's a
okay?
misnomer to call it a checkbook IRA.
I've heard
If
that
you,
too, but people
yeah,
call it
you go
that.
to IRS.gov and you say checkbook IRA, they're like, huh?
You
There's no such thing.
right.
So it's like this is called Kleenex. Oh, it actually
Right.
is Kleenex. You know
Well,
what I
that
mean?
one
But it could
is,
just be
but
facial
they're
tissue,
tissues. Right,
right? Tissues.
sure.
All right. So that's what we're talking about with the IRA-owned LLC. That's a correct
Okay,
way to
IRA
describe
owned
it.
LLC, that's the way to put it. Okay.
And any of these accounts can have an IRA-owned LLC.
Okay.
It's an asset of the plan.
Got it. Okay. No, that's a simple way to put it. Awesome. All right, Karin, you ready for the rapid fire questions?
Let's go.
This one does trip people up sometimes. What's one thing
Oh.
that people misunderstand about you?
I don't know.
Told you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what do people misunderstand about me? I don't know. I think I am I misunderstood? I mean, maybe by my kids because they think I don't know anything. Like, oh, mom,
I
you get
get
one of
that.
these, like, all right, when you're my age,
You'll understand.
oh, that's what she meant. So if I'm misunderstood, it's by my grown children.
That's good. If you could go back and give your 18-year-old self some advice, what would that be?
Oh, I give myself the same advice today. Don't worry, it works out.
Love that.
Yeah.
That's great. If you were given $10 million yourself personally tomorrow, what would you do with
Buy real estate.
it?
Notice how I hesitated when I said that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I would, and that's
That's
what I
good.
do. That's with the money, with my income, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I invest in real estate.
Okay. What do you say, like residential? What kind of real estate do you invest in?
Yeah, I mean, I make notes to people,
Okay.
and I'm a note investor,
Yeah.
definitely. And I've invested in some properties with operators who I know from being in this industry.
That's the
So,
key.
and a lot of times it's single family homes. Yeah, and so personally, I have some single family homes as
Gotcha.
rental properties with renters, and it turns out that they're great renters, and it hasn't
Yeah.
been a major
Yeah.
nightmare. So.
No, I'm with you. I have some rental properties and I like them.
And you know, I got to tell you another asset class. I'm all at the conference that I'm about to go to, the REITA
Yeah.
conference. We have somebody from Delaware Depository there, and they call me a silver stacker because I've been buying silver coins since they were $13 an ounce.
Oh, wow. And
And
they're
today they're 80. I
sky
looked it
high.
up.
Wow.
So I'm
I knew
also a
that.
silver stacker. Yeah.
Nice. Genius. What's a challenge that you're facing in your business right now?
Social media advertising, you know. Internet marketing is a challenge. I hired an agency and I'm like, this just doesn't seem right, but this is not an area that I've studied. And so I hired a consultant to come in and, like, I don't know what I don't know, right? So I brought in a consultant to say, hey, what's going on? And we kind of, shaken the agency, waking them up, like, wait a minute, look over here. And, the coefficient unit is over tribulating over here. I don't know what I'm saying, but they do. And just to like, oh, you're right. And because they're kind of asleep at the wheel, they do their job every day. They're not really noticing. So I hired a consultant to shake them up and
Interesting.
move
Yeah.
things so that the
Okay.
social media is marketing is more effective.
Right. Gotcha. That makes sense. You mentioned at least one book, maybe two, but what's a book that you could recommend for our listeners?
One book I recommend to everyone, I mean, that I gave to my kids when they were still in junior high is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Gotcha.
It is just,
Yep.
it's the bedrock of, things about masterminds and how powerful
Right.
a mastermind is and positive intentions. And it says it all. So I recommend if before you read anything, read Think and Grow
Yeah.
Rich. Also, The Richest Man in Babylon
Oh,
is
yeah.
almost like a
Great
children's
book.
book in a way. It's so
Right.
simple, but it's the same. It talks about money and how to
Absolutely.
understand money.
Speaking of money, how has financial abundance made your life better? We touched on it a little bit, but what has it done for you today?
That's funny. I used to think, well, I'm a CEO, I'm going to walk in like Sigourney Weaver in 9 to 5, like with my champagne and like,
Right.
no,
No.
it's, I mean, it's, I just, I work harder, but I want to,
Yeah.
I'm not looking at the clock. I'm like, oh, it's almost 5. I get to go home. I don't even think that. It's like, oh, hey,
Right.
oh, look, it's, 6 p.m. I
I
probably
should
should
go.
go home.
I should go home.
But I just love what I do. And so I think that I have more frequent flyer miles. So I got to go to
Okay.
Paris.
Nice. Yeah, there you go. Right.
That's good. But,
Absolutely.
I
Yeah.
mean, if I ask somebody else, I don't think I'm that different.
Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. What's one question, Karin, that I have not asked that you wish I had?
No, you've been very thorough.
Okay.
I think you've left no stone
All right.
unturned here, but
All right.
just to say, you've said it. You've said it. So I couldn't add to
Okay.
that.
Well, for our listeners, any final thoughts if they're maybe it's a single mom going through a divorce, or
Yeah.
maybe it's someone thinking about starting a business. Not that there's a one size fits all answer or anything, but any words of encouragement or guidance for our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, don't give up. Don't give up, and just keep pushing because you will solve the problem, or you'll be redirected into another area. Like I was really trying to do this. I just kept meeting
Right.
brick walls. It's like there's a reason, but in the process of hitting all those brick walls, you found something else, and you went over here.
Sure.
So as long as you get up every day, it's easy to get depressed when you can't see a
Right.
positive future. Forget about it.
Right.
Just don't listen to that voice. Get up and get dressed anyway.
Right.
And do something
So
that makes you happy. Go get your Starbucks and have
good.
them write your
Yeah.
name like Happy Tuesday on your cup
Nice.
and
That's
just
great.
try to find people that who encourage you and support you.
Yeah, who you surround yourself with is critical.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Karin, thank you so much for joining us. Where can our
Thank you.
listeners find you online?
Everywhere.
Okay, you are out there
for
for sure.
TikTok, Instagram, we're Facebook, we're LinkedIn, everywhere. Our website is the letter U, udirectira.com. Udirect
Perfect.
with a U, like U-Haul. Because think
Yes.
about this, if we've got like a minute here. So
Yeah.
U-Haul, what is a U-Haul? Do they pack the van for you? No. They just give it to you. That's what a self-directed IRA is. We give you this account
Okay.
and you put the asset in there. We don't tell you what to put in it. Like, don't tell
Right.
you what to move, right? And then do we come to your house and move all your furniture? No. Do we come to your house and tell you what to invest in? No. You figure it all out, and when you're done, you give it back to us. So
Right.
it's very similar. So it's you, little you, like U-Haul, Udirect IRA services.
Makes sense. Awesome. Well, thanks again, Karin. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jamie.
And to the listener, thank you for spending your most valuable resource with us. That is your time. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Thank you for joining us on From Adversity to Abundance. We hope today's episode has equipped you with valuable insights and practical advice to elevate your real estate journey. For more inspiring stories and resources, visit us at www.adversitytoabundance.com. If this episode has inspired you, please share it with a friend who could also benefit from our conversation. Together, let's turn adversity into abundance. Until next time, keep building your mental fitness and your real estate empire.
All right, here's the deal. You work hard for your money. Isn't it about time you put your money to work for you? If you are an accredited investor, check out LabradorLending.com. Our Integrity Income Fund provides monthly cash flow from an investment backed by hard physical real estate. Our income fund, which is uncorrelated to publicly traded stocks and bonds, invests in first lien mortgage notes diversified by geography, property value, and borrower type. So you're not investing in one project. You're investing in a diversified portfolio of first lien mortgage notes. Our Integrity Income Fund aims to pay its investors monthly distributions at a preferred rate of return of 8% annually. Possibly the best part, though, the fund showcases a short 12-month commitment. So you can invest your capital today and have access to that capital in 1 year. Check it out today, LabradorLending.com.